Welcome to Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I'll be covering every studio song the band has recorded and every bonus track that I can find. Each week, we'll go over a new song from the beginning to where they are currently, and as they keep adding albums, I'll keep adding shows. Let the deep dive party begin.
In the magic garden, some were singing, some were dancing.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I am your host, Scott Haskin, bringing you another song from Celebration, the re-recordings of Uriah Heep of Uriah Heep. And today we are going back once again to the album Innocent Victim. This is song 4, originally covered back May 25th, 2021 with Dave Moody. And we broke that into 3 episodes because we had quite a conversation. So I split it into more bite-sized pieces as I had done with the longer episodes on the show. Basically trying to keep everything to 20, 25 minutes or so. But sometimes when I had a guest on, we got to talk about the guest and their show and all that. He's from In the Lap of the Pods, which is a podcast all about Queen. A really cool guy. That was the first time we met and we chatted online in the Deep Dive Podcast Network group and that. That was the first time we got to meet in person. Super cool guy. Then, as if that wasn't enough, I revisited all the shows that I had done with guests because, your perspective is in part, you're focusing on your guest and what they have to say, and you forget maybe some of the things that you want to bring up or maybe didn't notice everything about the song because you were, busy coordinating things. So I revisited all those songs, and that was on January 20th of 2023. So not too long ago, and now I am back doing the song one more time for Celebration. Let's get into the song. That is some killer playing from Mick, just precision all the way. I really like the riff too. Then we've got Russell kicking in with a nice snare roll, and then boom, just everybody's there. Can tell this is a shuffle. Don't really remember the song as much as I remember my conversation with Dave. So let's just see where the song goes. Oh yeah, it's all coming back to me now. Remember what a great rock and roller this is. It's a nice shuffle. Russell's playing it on double bass instead of doing the double shuffle, which really works, I think, for this song. You could do the double shuffle, but that's kind of something that you don't want to do on every single song, especially for all the shuffles that Uriah Heep has done over the years. It would get quite obnoxious. So I like the path he chose for this one. And I think it adds some really nice low end along with the bass to have it be, just 2 bass drums as well. So very nice, very energetic. Really, really like the feeling of this one. I really love the progression there. It feels so natural and comfortable, and it's so simple, yet it really, really works. That's certainly Uriah Heep right there. I mean, just finding that segue that's similar to what most bands would do, but just picking some different notes and making it more interesting. That's something that I've complimented them on many times over the last couple of years. They just seem to go, okay, what would we do here? And they write that and they go, okay, now what can we do with that? And they don't just settle. They take that extra step and make it more interesting and make it different and make them have that signature sound that they have.
Well, I've been through all the heartaches, and I've been through all the pain. But when you're up and riding high, everybody stakes their claim. Oh, oh,
You know, for some reason, that last transition, that strikes me almost more like a punk thing, something I would expect out of like the Misfits or the Sex Pistols or something like that. I don't know why that's in my head. Maybe it's just those, just the particular notes, but yeah, it definitely felt more punk. Fantastic trade-off solo between Mick and Phil. Love that. I love that, you know, that sort of call and answer solo. That's always fun to me. And both of those guys were on fire. What I found odd about it was that Mick's tone sounded like it was lacking a little bit of high-end EQ, almost like they put a shelf on it and just moved it just a little too far. It felt like it was didn't have the same clarity of all the other instruments. It was almost like it was recorded in a different room. Not bad by any means, but it just felt a little bit awkward in the back and forth because you're getting like clarity, a little less clarity, clarity, a little less clarity going back and forth. But the performances, man, who can deny those? They're fantastic. Just wish there was more. That was a great fill from Russell there. I like that he's bringing a little more fire to the rest of the song. Because basically, I mean, at this point, the song's only 2.5 minutes long. We're 2 minutes in. And at this point, it's just going to be repeating chorus for the most part, or most likely repeating chorus, probably have an ending to it. So at this point, there's like, you got to bring it. If you're going to bring it in the song, now's the time. And Russell just jumps right up and does it. You know just who I am. And he does it again. That's what I'm talking about. If you're going to bring it, you got to bring it. And Russell just came in with that killer part at the end. Great way at the end of the song. I just thought it was going to be repeating the chorus until the end. So I like that they didn't do that. I like that they did quick throwbacks to some of the other parts in the song before that just explosive ending right there. I can tell you that sounds very difficult to play as a drummer. It's really not. It sounds awesome, though. I mean, no matter how simple or difficult it is as, you know, in performing it, it's just such a thunderous sound. It kind of takes over everything. It's very powerful and massive, and I love it. I love that he played that at the end. So, yeah, very cool song, really energetic. I'm all pumped up, believe it or not. And of course, I'm all pumped up now, and there's no show on this podcast tomorrow. However, we will be back on Thursday with another episode as we wind down the last few songs on this collection. And pretty much the podcast, except for, you know, maybe some occasional things here that may come up. But don't worry about that for now, guys. We're not quite done. Have a great night. Have a great day tomorrow. We'll see you on Thursday. Cheers.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. If you have enjoyed this show, please consider going over to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast outlet, leaving a rating or a review. Be sure to subscribe to make sure that you are notified when new episodes are available. Please be sure to share this podcast with your fellow Uriah Heep enthusiasts and anyone who you think would like Uriah Heep, which should be everyone. And if you are so inclined, please feel free to contribute to the Patreon account. And if you are not a Patreon subscriber, you can also pay through the PayPal link on the website listed in the show links below. I would also like to thank Uriah Heep for their very generous support of the show, and thank you guys for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Happy days!